Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Cole.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
Hey, Hot Springs. This week on Library Beat, Karen and I are pumped about the Friends of the Library annual book sale. Stay tuned. Karen?
Greg?
Hey, we are in our studio, but our studio is about to be transformed into something else. What's it going to be?
It's getting ready. We're getting prepared for the big book sale, the annual FOL book sale, which is going to be held the 22nd and 23rd.
A big deal.
Of September, yes. And so right now we've got a lot of tables out. We're doing a lot of moving. Well, I'm not this year. Usually I'd help some, but
well, putting out the tables is a big part of the sale.
Putting out the tables is probably the most important part of the sale.
So every year, like about a week before the sale, we have to empty all the chairs out of the auditorium. We can't have any programs in there.
Correct.
We can't podcast from the auditorium.
Yeah. We'll have to find another studio.
Right. And then we put out all these tables. And these are actually newer tables. They used to be super heavy
they
tables.
They were super heavy. Oh, me and Mr. Wells, the former director, would move those tables sometimes, and they were so heavy. So I appreciate these.
I believe there's a diagram.
There's always a map. And somehow we always manage to mess up the map.
Right.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be big. I know they have a lot of great bargains this year. They've got something new. They've got some artwork they're going to sell.
Oh, very nice.
That they're going to do some framed artwork they're selling.
Well, if you know any of our listeners have never been to their annual sale, if you've been to our auditorium, it's a pretty big room.
Yes.
And just imagine it full of books.
Full of books.
Books everywhere.
All kinds of books. So get a wish list together. Mm-hmm. Like some people come in and they want just certain authors like Grisham or Baldacci. And they have a list they go through and are looking for some that are maybe older.
Sure.
That you can't find anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of cookbooks.
Yeah.
So you may be able to find, you know, just that right cookbook for you.
Well, you know, if people are in the habit of coming to the Friends of the Library sale room on a regular basis, you know, they have tons of stuff in there. But this is different and special because they hoard things throughout the year that they think are maybe a little bit more special.
That probably cost a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Some collector books. And I know they're going to have maybe a silent auction. They've been doing that the last few years, auctioning off some books.
There are a few books. We used to have a section we called the deposit book section.
Yes.
Where you'd have to pay a deposit to check out the book because they were books that were either a little more valuable or got stolen a lot.
Or couldn't replace them easily.
Right. So I went through that section recently because no one ever used them. It was just kind of a clunky process having to pay a deposit to check out a book. So some of those we put in our Arkansas History Room, but some of them we had multiple copies of, so we gave them to the friends to sell in
probably be selling this
in their sale.
Weekend.
There were some copies of the D. Brown
and
American Spa book,
yes.
Which is probably kind of valuable now.
Yes. Sometimes they have the Call Me Madam book. And what's the Oney Madden English?
The English Godfather.
English Godfather. Yeah. Sometimes they have that.
Yeah, up on our stage is where they usually have their Arkansas history type stuff. They might have a different place to put it this year, but they usually have squirreled away some pretty neat things that only out during the sale.
During the sale, yes. And they do provide a lot of programs for us. So come in and shop our sale because it does help the library. You know, they put money toward our new bookmobile, which is going out a lot of different places. And now we need a new car.
Yeah.
our poor transit we've just run it off its wheels.
Yep.
So we're looking maybe in the next couple of years of upgrading to something a little bit better.
No, but the Friends provide, you know, every time we have like our summer reading program or for lots of programs, we have different prizes and things.
Yes.
Those were all funded by the Friends of the Library.
Right.
Through their sales.
In November, the first weekend in November is going to be our True Crime Fest.
Mm-hmm. And they are helping to support
They're supporting that. So anything like that, our Fish-A-Ween,
mm-hmm.
any big program or any programs, most of the programs are, they have a hand in helping us, give us money, and we can get snacks and prizes.
Yeah.
So please come shop the book sale. When you hear this podcast, that will be on the 22nd, and that's the first day of the book sale.
Right. So if you listen to it first thing in the morning, which you should, then you will can even while you're listening in your car, you can be on your way to the book sale.
Journey to the book sale. And the Friday is for members only. It's $5 to become a member, and you can do that ahead of time, or you can do it that day. If you do it ahead of time, they'll have your name on a list and let you in. The next day is Saturday. They're open 9 to 5 on Saturday the 23rd, and it's for the general public.
Right.
So you don't have to be a member or pay to get in.
So, but if you are have your eye on some more collectible type things,
right,
it might be a good idea to pay the $5 and come on Friday.
Yes, to find those special books you're looking for.
Right, and then you'd get the best selection, too, of everything.
Right.
Do they? I think sometimes they will bring out more books as things have sold. They might have several copies of like a John Grisham book or something. So they might
replenish and restock.
But they always have like tons of volunteers, you know.
Yes, lots of volunteers come in and help during that sale time. And so we're moving tables this weekend, which is, you know, the 15th and 16th. Then all next week, they're going to be getting ready for this sale, so bringing stuff in, bringing stock in.
Right. So, I mean, they bring carts and carts of books.
It never ends, I don't think, sometimes. But then the Friday, we'll have lots of volunteers, lots of people. It's going to be busy.
And they will usually have somebody to help people out to their car
if they need it, don't they? Yeah.
So it's a good service, kind of old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned, yes. Lots of children's books. I think in room B, one of our meeting rooms, room B, is where the children's books are going to be.
All children's.
Yeah, I think it's all children's books are going to be in that room. So if you're just looking for children's books, you can go in there. I think there's going to be some puzzles in our foyer for
sale. And you say they're going to have some art this time.
Art. I think I've read where they're going to have some artwork. And usually they have lots of DVDs and audio books. And a lot of times they'll have like big collections of books. Like I know certain, you know, like World War II, the life books or the Time Life books, things like that. They normally have that. I assume they'll have them this year.
Probably. Do you have a wish list of things you're going to look for?
I always come in and just kind of let the vibe get me. What am I looking for today? I really don't have a wish list.
Yeah.
I have so many books.
I get a little overwhelmed when I go to either this sale or like a really big bookstore. I'm excited by the experience, but it kind of makes everything go out of my head about what I'm actually looking for. So it is a good idea to have a list if there are things you're looking
for. Now, I look for books for you because you say, I'm looking for this book, and I enjoy that. So I do enjoy it.
Well, you went to a big bookstore when you were on vacation.
Yes, in Nashville, and it was huge, and it was like books and records and everything, and so found you a couple of prizes.
You did, definitely.
But, you know, I do like to come in here and look at some of the older titles. I think that's fun.
I prefer those. I used to collect kind of like those vintage paperbacks and things like that. I don't usually see a lot of those in the sale because most of them are probably just falling apart.
By now, yes.
Yeah. But I've tried to cut back on my book collecting because I've got a lot.
And you can go kind of crazy on it. I know my daughter loves to collect books, and we've got books in two different rooms for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I hope you're reading all of these.
Well, and they're great until it comes time to move because they're heavy and, you know.
Yes. But just, you know, come visit us. I think during the book sale, they are taking credit cards, and I think it's for the big book sale only, take the credit card. A credit card.
That's new, right?
Yes, I think the last year was maybe our first year for doing that. But they'll take cash. I believe they'll take check and a credit card during the big book sale. We don't normally take the credit card during the year.
Yeah.
But so that means you can buy more.
That's right, because you don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay for that credit card. Just come buy all you want. The book sale room, I believe, is closed until from the 18th to the 26th. I think I have my dates right. That means we're not taking donations as well. It's just too much. So we have to kind of close and clean and get everything restocked and put back. So from the 18th through the 26th, book sale room will not be open and we're not taking donations. Sometimes they finish up a little bit earlier than they say, And we can open a little bit earlier on the book sale room, but wait till the 27th.
Sometimes they'll have a sale of the things that are in the room too, like trying to
weed and clean
out stuff out of there, because stuff that's left over from the sale they'll put in there. So they do lots of rearranging and things like that. So even if you can't make it to the sale, it's always worth a trip just to go to their sale room, because there's tons of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, Karen, I think we've said everything that we need to say about the Friends of the Library annual sale.
Right. So if you're listening to this, just come on down. All you have to do is pay $5 for that Friday on the 22nd.
Or if you don't want to pay $5, come on Saturday, but there might be a little bit less stuff on Saturday.
Yeah, you might not have as good of choice on Saturday, but, you know, they're restock and things.
Right. And books make great presents.
They do.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thank City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.